Hello, you're listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell. Live right now, we have in studio with us the Petroleum Byproducts.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another misadventure into the fantastic, elastic, and plastic world of the petroleum byproducts.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and we are here with the Petroleum Byproducts. Hello, everyone.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. Thanks for coming out. Do you want to just quickly do some name call? Roll calling?
Sure.
Sally on guitar. Aaron on bass.
If I want to talk to the
microphone.
Maybe somebody with a mic.
Okay.
Should
talk. Sally on guitar. Aaron, I on bass.
Vanessa
on organ.
And me on drums.
And Robin on drums.
So
we switch it up.
Yeah, for now.
Right.
Yeah.
So standard question first. How did you guys get started? When did this form?
How long do we have?
Well, we got still got half an hour-ish. Okay. Is it that long of a history?
No. We did a lot of cowboy tunes and
60s girls
in the garage.
Right. And that was like a couple years ago?
That was a couple years ago.
And then, we met in a forest on a full moon. And, you can go.
Go ahead, Vanessa, say it.
We just met and we just joined, you know.
Yeah.
Robin made a show. They played at the Cobalt. Sally went up and asked Robin after the show if he'd like to be their new drummer.
We always wanted Robin to be in the band because he's really good at drums and he's a good guitarist and stuff.
And then I've known Vanessa for a good many years now.
Right.
It's our baby on the organ. And I recently moved here from afar.
Oh, where did you come from?
Nelson,
oh, okay.
So many places before.
Right.
But, yeah. And how was that?
Oh, that was that. So, did you guys, before this, did you play in any bands before in Nelson?
Yeah. Another one called The Vulgar Uglies.
Right.
And another one called Subterranean Outlaw.
The Vulgar Uglies. Okay. And what kind of music is it?
That's tough to say. It was kind of the same, like, low and dirty bass with the twining guitar thing. This has more flair from the drums.
Right.
You know, that inspiration from Plastic, so.
Yeah, like the name of the...
The name that everyone hates?
I don't...
Which makes
I don't
Robin.
Know about that.
Yeah, I know.
It is definitely one of those names where you have an opinion about it.
Yeah, but at least we're not named after a pharmacy on Hastings Street. Oops.
Funny story, actually. We were driving along, and Sally said, "Wow, I can't believe someone hasn't used that." And then we saw a poster, 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
So, the next song.
Yeah, we're here with the Petroleum Byproducts, and they got a few more songs for us, and we'll come back and we chat a bit more about things.
So I was walking around the street one time, this girl came up to me and says, "You got a real rat face." Yeah.
fix it on the air.
Yeah, but I can't hear.
Next one, tell me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, can we turn these up? Like, the mics?
Do you want more vocals? Or? Oh, sorry. Yeah. We're here with the Trillium byproducts. Sorry. I haven't actually done this in a month now, so I'm kind of actually rusty, too.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's all great. Really it's great stuff. So let's talk about, I hope you don't mind, that some of you guys are pretty young, or maybe all of you are pretty young.
Well,
I'm 20 years old.
Compared to me,
well,
anyways.
According to our Only Magazine interview, we're all 17, so.
Yeah. Well,
it's nice to gain a few years. They put a nice head.
Right.
Yeah. I'm the only one that's 17. I'm 18. Aaron.
19.
Robin's 20.
Right. You're a bunch of kids, too. Which is great. It's just that do you find it hard to play at bar shows, or do you
only once.
So what? Only when people don't know that if the performers are in a green room or on the side of the stage, it's actually legal for them to be in there.
Right.
And they get into that hissy, we're going to get fined thing. It's like, well, we're making you money, so suck it up and put us somewhere.
Is that like, did the bars tell you that? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Like, how did you find, like, did you look up the rules, or did you just hear from people?
I actually spoke to an inspector when I was with another band, because I was in that band underage as well.
Right.
So, yeah. I wanted to know my rights so I could yell them in their face when I needed to.
Yeah. Like, is that the hardest thing usually? Or do you find
actually,
that?
There's not much trouble with that at all.
Yeah. And another thing that obviously comes to mind is, do the bars kind of get, well, you know, they're not going to bring a big crowd because their friends might not be old enough to go to the show, or
oh no,
oh,
never
geez,
thought it.
No, we don't. Who has friends
all
here?
My
yeah.
30 years old.
Yeah.
Right. So that's good. So ultimately, it's not that much of an issue.
No.
Right. Do you?
Naive charm.
Right. Do you play like all ages shows, or do you wish there's more places to do that, or?
Pardon?
Like all ages show, like shows where venues where.
Yeah, we don't really care. We just want more shows, right?
You just want anywhere.
Yeah. Anywhere like, that, like, you know, our stuff isn't gonna get pissed on if we leave it alone for a couple seconds.
Yeah. When did you, when's your first show? Well, do you guys remember?
The first show was on, I was on March
Fake
7th
jazz.
With Fake Jazz. Yeah.
Oh, right. And the Cobalt?
Yeah.
Good times.
A year ago. Yeah.
It was a year ago? And
it was
March 7th.
March 7th.
And it was so fun that you just, you know, keep wanting to do it, pretty much.
I guess, yeah. It was.
Yeah.
Yak it up.
Yeah.
Well,
and where do you?
They loved us when we came out on stage with these makeup all across our eyes and these big teased wigs. So, you know, just
give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Let them eat cake.
And where do you guys want to? You guys are, you know, still, despite you know, I'm old, so you guys are still pretty young. So, where do you guys want to take the band, say in a couple years or?
Anywhere we can get more money.
Get more money.
And more shows. Yeah,
think about money's money and shows,
take
right? Is it a little bit easier to find shows now compared to, say, a while ago? No? Just because, do you know more people? Does that help? Or does or just because venues are closing down left and right, it's not helping at all?
Oh.
Anyone?
Go ahead. It's a lot easier.
I wasn't here before. I just came for the easy ride. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you, I mean... Do you usually get people call you up to do shows, or are you more proactive and set up your own things?
We'd like to set up our own things, but for now, we just take whatever people offer us, pretty much.
Because you do have a few shows coming up, though.
Yes,
if you want to talk a bit about that.
First
do you remember?
I think the first one's on November 7th. I'm not too sure.
It's November 9th.
Or is it 9th?
Yeah. Is it the 9th? I have a computer here.
Where are you playing?
It's November 9th at the Astoria.
Astoria.
Astoria, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that the three show?
No, that's the November 17th.
Okay.
That's the.
We're definitely playing on the 9th at the Astoria.
There's 9th at Astoria, and then there's November 10th at Pet's Pub.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Yeah. We are playing that.
Which is with Japan Droids, which you're gonna play again with on November 20th at Shindig.
Oh really?
That's the. Yeah, and then there's a show on November 17th at the Astoria as
well.
Oh,
that one I'm not too sure about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one we're pretty much just going to show up with our instruments.
Right. So, see, that's I don't know. It doesn't seem so hard now.
Yeah.
It's like 4 shows in 1 month.
Yes.
Yeah. But let's talk a bit maybe about Shindig. How did you find it?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Yeah. It was so much fun.
I think it means how did we find out about the competition?
Oh. Okay.
No. Do you mean how did we find out about the competition, or how did we enjoy it?
Well, either way.
It?
Well, no, how did you find...
Anything
how do you
about
enjoy
Shindig?
It? How do you enjoy Shindig?
It was pretty good.
It was
although,
really good.
If it's at the Railway Club again, we're hoping that we could use those curtains and open them up and
right.
also have lights kind of come on.
And then we have
the
intro
organ.
With the organ.
Yeah.
Dude.
You can probably do that because you guys would be going on first.
Ah.
Just let the...
Good.
Talk to the sound guy.
I thought it was alphabetical order, though.
Yeah, well...
Once you get to the semi, we just do it in the order of you going in.
Okay.
Usually. But I don't know. Whatever. We'll figure it out.
Definitely.
So we'll be against... well, I say against, but... But your friends, with your friends, Japan Droids and Treacherous Machetes, so should be a lot of fun.
yeah, those robots and sharp blades got a long grip.
I know
you can't hurt plastic.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We are. any special surprise you're gonna save for your
new songs?
Yeah, we got some good ones.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Totally.
Were you saving the good ones just for the semis, or was it just new songs?
We just, you know, we didn't want to do the same thing again,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
Right.
People be like, oh, they were good.
That's awesome. No, you guys played an amazing show.
Cool.
A lot of people were saying, you know, one of the best bands they've seen in a long time. So,
if you know any of them, tell them to get us shows.
You need more shows in November, really. It's all good.
Sure,
we are here live on CITR with the Petroleum Byproducts, and they have more songs for us.
Okay, Vanessa, are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We'll be right back.
petroleum byproducts.
You're listening to CITR live with the petroleum byproducts. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thanks for coming out. It's a great set.
Yeah, thanks.
Good luck with Shindig and all your shows that you're playing in November. Any last word?
Get real.
Get real. Or be real.
Check us out at our...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a page. It's got some bad recordings, but we're getting better ones. The address is a MySpace page, but, you know, best you can do.
That's everybody else says, MySpace.
MySpace.com/petroleumbyproduct, which is no hyphen between the by and the product. Just PTROLUMBYPRODUCT.
If you do a search, you can probably show. I think that shows up too, actually.
Okay.
I think so. If you put a slash in it, anyways. Worst case, come check them out at shows and then ask them for. They'll write down the website for you on a piece of paper, I'm sure.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Again, thanks so much for coming out. Right now, we're going to have a laugh track with Cliff.
Wait.
Thank you.